Welcome to episode 7 of the Crush Your Social Media with Images podcast. My name's Chris McCluckie. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about the three main reasons that I use templates for my social media graphics. And I make templates for absolutely everything I fucking do when I'm designing. And I make them for every client I work for. And there's no exceptions in that. It helps me produce large numbers of really, really high quality images fast. And I don't think I'd be able to keep my clients' images as consistent in terms of design as I do. The first main reason I use templates on my social media graphics is speed. So if you look at what happens when you start to design, you sit there in front of your computer, your PC, or your Mac, if you're strange, and you get a brain block. You know you're going to have to create a graphic on this thing, but you've no idea where to start. You're struggling. 15, 20 minutes down the line, you're not even any closer to starting, never mind finishing the fucking graphic. That happens to everybody, but if this happens 3 or 4 times fairly close together, you're going to start to think you're shit at design and you shouldn't be doing it, and you'll give it up altogether, and you'll go back to stealing images off other people's pages and fucking Google. Lots and lots of people go down that path. But if you've got a template created with 70% of the sort of grunt work completed, if you like, what I mean by that is if you've got a caption, all you've got to add is a caption and a nifty graphic. So all the mundane stuff has been done, like the logo's been added, your website address, you've got a skeleton background in there, you've got the rough idea how it's going to look in terms of layout. All you're really having to do is drop in a caption, a headline, sorry, and add in a cool as fuck graphic. You can blast out images really, really quickly when you're doing it like that. Number two reason is creativity. If you've got to create every image from scratch, you've got a lot of fucking decisions to make before you get finished. I mean, what colours am I going to do? What fonts am I going to have? What sort of style layout am I going to put on this? Where am I going to put my website, my social media logos, my company logos and all that sort of stuff? And then you've got to add in a headline and a graphic. And it's the headline and the graphic that really sell the image and it gets you the eyes on your stuff. And you've got to do all of that before you add in your headline and your graphic. And it's a lot of decisions to make every time you make an image. And it takes, as we said with speed, much fucking longer to do that as well. But if you've only really got to do a couple of things to finish every graphic, well, you can design faster, obviously. But the quality of the things that matter go through the roof, which, as we talked about before, was the headline and the graphic to accompany, because that's what's getting your attention. Everything else has been done. So templates to give you a jump start is our half-done graphics. And the third reason that I use templates is consistency. Now, by consistency, it's not just keeping your graphics consistent. It's one of the keys to getting yourself noticed on social media. So doing things like using the same fonts and colours and logos and stuff, it's not really enough, especially with the volume of fucking stuff that's going on social media just now. You need to have similar designs. So you could have 3 templates for 3 different things. So to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, if you're a fit pro, you're a personal trainer, you could have a template for training, you could have a template for nutrition, and you could have a template for before and after pics. Now, I'd imagine if you're a fit pro, that's the 3 main things you're going to be talking about. And if you're producing images for them all the time, and you're building them up from zero, it's going to wear you down after a bit of time. But the advantage of doing similar layouts for certain things in your business like that is the audience get to know what you're designing and they start to look out for it. It means if you write shit that's useful and entertaining, people will use the fact that they see that graphic. It'll be easier to find you and they're much more likely to read it when they do. So that's the 3 main reasons I use templates for my social media graphics. Speed, creativity and consistency. You should definitely give this a go. Make some templates and try not to put pressure on yourself if you do. The template can be changed at any point if you don't like it, but get a template out there and start creating on it, you will reap the benefits of it, and you will enjoy designing higher quality graphics much faster.